Hi, Unc.
It's an honor to shake your hand.
Thanks, it's an honor to be
Peter
shaking.
Peter Tork. All right.
I deserve this. I earned it.
You do. You deserved it.
It's all mine.
You've Thanks. Been everywhere, all over the country, the world. You were on your network TV show when the monkeys, I remember, 1966 to 1968, we were talking about that, the albums,
the glory,
big
the
time.
Women, the money. Yeah. God, I can't, it's enough to take your breath away.
And now you made it to the heights, the Uncle Floyd show. Yeah. Who's left? Ed Sullivan is gone. All the shows are, you know, it's
hey,
not
I have
that...
to go where the action really is at. You know, I mean, this is clearly the place because there's no other place near this place that's like this place. So this.
No, you've been. You know, you got in a little early and you watched us work here, and I'm sure.
I'm looking at myself in the monitor. I'm having a great.
Okay, but I'm sure it brought back some memories now, and I know there's just probably just a million questions your fans out there want me to ask you, and I know I won't be able to do them all, but what was it like having a top network TV show for, well, a long time by today's standards, because they last 3 or 4 weeks today, a lot of them, and your show was for a good 2.5, almost 3 full seasons, and the reruns are all over the place, but what was it like?
I give up.
You give up?
I mean, during...
I mean, I'm serious.
I'll be serious.
I know there's people out there that would love to know what it was like to be on the set of the old Monkey Show.
You ever hear the expression, hurry up and wait?
Yeah.
Well, that was what it was. Well, some of it was like that. Some of it was enormous amounts of fun. I mean, not as much fun as this show. But fun.
We tape a little bit faster, I think, right?
That's all right. I can talk that fast if I really have to. You want me to catch up? We're running the clock a little slow because I'll just keep running going.
No, I mean, we tape a little... You had about, what, an 11, 12-hour day when you were on the set?
Yeah, just about 11 and a half hours per day and 3 days like that to do a single TV episode. We don't do it like this with the modern efficiency of tape. In those days, we used film. You know that we had silent film in those days, as a matter of fact. This was an old show, ladies and gentlemen, black and white, but they had somebody in with the brush and the hand color, so every one of those frames is hand-colored. 32 frames a second.
Now, come on. Your series, I forget now, but in 1966, almost all network TV was still black and white.
No.
Was the monkeys...
You see, it were on NBC color, right?
Yeah, you were on in color?
Sure, we were on in color. Glorious color. No, we had the best color that... No, I tell you, these little women with the paintbrushes, they really did a tremendous... No, seriously, all kidding towards one side. The show was, it was also hectic and it was also boring. And if you did something really wonderful and the cameras were running and the sound man loused up, then you had to do it over again.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Say a camera operator? Or, God forbid, the equipment should break down. You know?
So,
with that.
I even remember when it was on, Monday nights at 7:30, right?
That's right, Monday
nights. That's right, Monday nights at 7:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, listen, we know right now it's nice to go back and talk about the past with you, and I'm sure you have enough stories that could fill a week and a half here on the air, just reminiscing and all that. But you're very much into today, and you're working today, and you're not just retired and
listening to
your old records.
Yeah,
right?
I went to a clinic and lost a few years so that I could show up, and, you know, in order to be able to come on, you know... I want to be a kid again, you know?
Yeah.
Good. You're great. And what was this material we just heard now? We got a new album, okay. Or we have a record coming out?
We don't have a new album, and we will have a record coming out in due course. Anybody want to put out a record? the song is a song that a friend of mine wrote for me. It's one that we just recently produced, a band that I was working with for a while. I'm going to be touring the tri-state area, and Monkey fans and... Nostalgia fans and other people like that. This coming September the 7th, on the Emmy Awards show, there will be a reunion of the original group. We will, I can just see what it's going to be, you know. Hi, Mike. Hi, Davey. Hi, Mickey. Hi, Peter. Hey, I have an idea. Let's present the award for the best new comedy of the year. What a tremendous idea. God, I'm so glad I came 3,000 miles for this. And,
no, it'll be, don't you owe it to your fans just to get together like that and do that kind of thing?
That's a good question. The real trouble is that we can't stand each other, so that... I don't know. No, it's a matter of logistics, getting everybody's decks cleared in time to make it happen. It could still happen. Sometime, when does Hell Freeze Over?
I don't know. But look, the important thing is out there, there's a lot of your fans, and they like to come and see you in clubs. Should we just look for your name in the papers, or do we have any place in particular?
Yes, no, please look for my name in the papers. Repeatedly.
I say this to the bands because we do tape the shows in advance, and we don't really know where you might be at this particular
time. Well, I don't actually know where I'm going to be for sure either, but I'm sure that I'm going to be in the neighborhood, so keep your eyes and ears open, cats and kitties, boys and girls, aliens, and spacelings.
you covered them all.
I hope so.
Good. We want to hear you do another number.
Are we going to get to hear me do another number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
Right here and now in front of God and everybody? Okay, this song is a song that comes... This is an old one. This is one from the third album, which, as a matter of fact, I helped put it there myself. We're going... This is a song called Shades of Grey, and it's... I'm going to go over to the piano and start.
Okay. Big hand for Peter Tork right here. Yeah. Shades of Grey. Yeah.